Yeah, I don't really know the history of the way that we're doing the avatar positioning, but it's I mean, I know it's always had its issues. I don't know why we don't just start out with putting the feet on the ground and kind of build everything else up from there, but that's not the way it currently works, and it's possible there would be issues if it was the way it worked. I'll have to do a little more poking around on it. To some extent, the existing calculation for determining the avatar's vertical position is something that we can't kind of change it across the board for the risk that we're going to break, a lot of avatars out there, not just for Bento, but it's possible that we can try to handle it a little bit better and maybe get some of these problems to be a bit less common.
If we could find out exactly how it calculates the height, what bones it uses, perhaps we can use an invisible bone, above the avatar, and keep that at a specific height, and then maybe a bone on which would be the floor, the ground of the avatar, so that the avatar is always the same exact height, even though everything in between is moving. But we need to know which bones are used for calculating that height.
M. pelvis is one of them. There's a whole chain of bones from basically going up one leg, through the pelvis and up to the head, and so the whole chain of the position and the scale of those bones is used to compute the height. And it's not really the height of the avatar, as it's currently posed. It's the height that the avatar would be if kind of that whole chain was vertically oriented, and there were no rotations. Of course, this was a calculation that was done when the only avatars were humans, and you are more or less vertical. It has very kind of unobvious consequences when you apply it to a quadruped or something like that.
Is the top bone the M skull bone? Is that its purpose? Because if it's the M skull bone, maybe that could be the bone that you could just place at a certain height in your animation to keep it at a constant height.
But the feet sinking into the ground is the problem. I'm thinking even if you used an invisible bone, like the other person said, like in the middle of the feet, at the bottom, like when you normally would set the origin to the middle of the feet, so you could always know that, well, the feet are there, and it doesn't have to link to anything that's already in the current skeleton, but it could be something just that, like, sets your height or sets your position on the ground.
Yeah, of course, the other part of the problem here is that we've got millions of avatars already out there that are more or less tuned to be correctly positioned on the ground based on the current height calculation. Most of them aren't animating the scale and position of the bones that are used to compute the height, and so they don't tend to get a lot of artifacts from that. But if we changed the basic logic there, then we'd be at risk of a bunch of other people start screaming that they're a foot off the ground all of a sudden. So it's kind of hairy to fix it so that it's kind of works for everybody. Well, anyway,
I've
I'll do
noticed
some
though it's
more.
not 100%, because even on this avatar here that's not Bento or anything, if I change my height or change my shoes and things, it'll sink into the ground, and then I reset it.
How do you reset it?
I'll change my body.
Okay. Yeah. Of course, you can get effects from animations. You can get effects from sliders.
Before Bento, though, there were reliable fixes for that problem. If you relogged, if you detached a HUD, if you edited a shape, or even just entered and exited out of the shape editor, it would fix your hover or sync issue, and it was an easy fix, and it always worked. Something, even before Veer, even before you made all those recent changes to the Z offset calculation, something when Bento project started completely changed the way that height offsets worked, and I don't have a reliable way anymore to figure out which is the correct height offset.
That's interesting. I didn't hear about that, during the earlier stages, at least not that I remember, but it's if something got introduced, even before we started poking around with this, height calculation stuff, then that could also be a factor. Yeah. I can't think of anything offhand that you know, should have done that, but might be worth doing some digging. Of course, we've still got, you know, since we're not in the default viewer, you could still take a non-Bento avatar and compare its behavior in Bento versus in the default viewer. You know, if there's a consistent height discrepancy in that case, then, you know, that would help us to track down if there's additional issues.
I do see this issue. I just don't think it's big a deal for me because I've always seen it as a problem. And now that we have this new hover height control, I think a lot of people are just going to correct it on their own. But I wouldn't mind hearing what Aki and Tigger think of that.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you've got a position that's consistent, so everybody's seeing the same thing.
That's the thing, though. I don't.
Then
feel
it's
like
not
it
too
is
hard
consistent.
To fix with the hover height. But if it's moving over time or if it's inconsistent, then that's not enough to fix it.
The problem is that, well, I can't speak as to whether it's consistent that every viewer sees the same thing, but it's not consistent for yourself through relogs, through wearing the avatar again. Like, I can detach my mesh and wear it again without relogging, without changing shapes, without doing anything. And my feet will be on the ground 1 second, and they'll be hovering the next second, and they'll be sunk under the ground the next second. And so you can fix it, and you can just change your hover height every single time you wear the mesh every time you relog, but that's extremely annoying.
And this is even with the recent changes where we're trying to keep things more consistent? You're still able to reproduce that?
The last days that I've been working with this, I'm still seeing drastic hover height issues.
Okay. So what did you say? Detaching and reattaching the mesh can trigger it?
Right. Detaching and reattaching the mesh, relogging. I'll often fix my shape with the hover height slider or with the hover and the shape sliders. And then, you know, coming back in, it'll be inconsistent. It won't have my feet on the ground again where I put them. So you can try that with the horse that I already gave you, and I also gave you a shape to go with it just a second ago, which I didn't include in the original folder. But
okay.
You can play with that and see if you're seeing the same things I am.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I'll take a look at that. What if you do reset skeleton? Does that put you into a consistent state, or does it still vary?
I don't have enough data to answer that yet.
Okay. Well, that's another thing we could take a look at.